Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and, you know, a lot of people probably don't know that you have an affinity for jokes, and you and I have exchanged jokes for all the time that I've been here. I mean, years now.
I think our days are numbered, too.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're the title of your column today is a joke, which I thought was brilliant.
Many have said that.
Yeah. GS15 walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Why the long face?"
Yeah. I wonder if that's a Henny Youngman or if it predates him.
I don't know. But anyway, we could spend all afternoon on Henny Youngman jokes. But what's the punchline?
Well, the punchline is this GS15 is at the top of the scale in a big city like Washington or L.A. or San Diego or New York, and their salary is capped. And some of them, and this was made known to me by a reader, he did all the work. And I ran it by the Federal Managers Association, and they said, yeah, it's accurate. Talked to the Senior Executives Association as well.
Column says, many of the longtime GS-15s are being paid anywhere from $3,000, almost $20,000 a year less than they should be.
That's right. That's because of this artificial pay cap. On the charts, they should, when there's a pay raise, they should get the pay raise. But the federal service is capped at the executive level 4 range, and that is whatever the figure is in the column there. I think it's 157.1 or something like that.
Yeah. So the there's a bunch of numbers here that I think some of these examples are really weird. GS-12, Step 5 employee in the D.C. area, earns $85,703. If that same employee transferred to Houston doing the same job, he or she would be paid $88,801.
That's because of locality pay.
Yeah. But there's just all these factors that I'm not sure people take into account when they're thinking about how all this stuff works.
Well, you know, anytime you're dealing with numbers, the devil is in the details. The reason that Houston, the federal workers in Houston make more than federal workers in Washington is because they compare the salaries to the local economy. And Houston, has a lot of aerospace workers, a lot of petroleum engineers, and that sort of thing. So these are high-grade, high-paid things. And in the private sector, the salaries are quite large, and that's what accounts for the locality pay difference. So, you know, the way this works, quick tutorial, is if you're going to get a 3.3% pay raise, okay, well, that's for the rank and file. But if you're in a locality region, they have another set of figures that they come up with, and that shows what that raise is going to be. And it can be more or less, but in a dollar amount, it varies widely. So there's something like 33 locality pay areas, ranging from the biggest one, which is in the Washington area, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, and Huntsville, Alabama is one of the smallest, but it's a major federal center. And then they have what they call RUS, which is rest of U.S. So these are cities that are not in locality pay areas. And their differential between locality pay and non-locality pay can be significant, as he points out in the column.
Now, you touch on something here, too, that I wouldn't have thought of right away, and that's the reason you're Mike Causey and I'm not, and that is that this is not just a matter of impacting my pay today.
Yeah. It's a permanent thing. As most people know, the salary is, the annuity, the final annuity is based on the employee's length of service and his or her high 3-year average salary, which is usually the last 3 years in government. So if you're high 3, let's just make it up here. If you're high 3, you should be 165, but in fact it's 151, then you're going to be figured on the actual rate you get. So that cuts into your retirement. And it really is a matter of depressing to some people. And this is one reason, a place like the Foreign Service, for example, often people will leave whatever post they're in and come back to Washington for the last 3 years. So they'll work out of the State Department or one of the annexes so they can get the Washington locality pay figured into their high 3.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and your column today with the terrific punchline. GS-15 walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Why the long face?"
Yeah.
You're not comparing a GS-15 to a horse there.
Certainly not.
Okay, I didn't think so. but I just thought I'd clear that up. Your column yesterday I thought was real good, too. It's titled The End Is Near Again.
Yeah.
And I liked it. The main reason I liked it is because you had a Casablanca reference in it.
Yes. Yeah. If you've seen Casablanca, you'll remember that Claude Rains is the charming but evil Vichy French police chief in Casablanca. And there's a crime committed in Rick's bar or something. And, of course, the Germans are controlling France. France is controlling Morocco. And he turns to his staff and he says, round up the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. You know, great line, one of the great lines in the movies. And it is, you know, same old. And with federal workers, the usual suspects are these dozen or half dozen things that Congress proposes from time to time for the last 40 years. It's nothing new. It's not just the Republican Congress. It's been proposed before. It's been bipartisan, and yet they never seem to happen. The difference now, of course, is that with this partisan gridlock we have in Washington, and the preoccupation with, cutting the budgets, the stage is there for some of these things to happen. And a lot of people are after Congressman Paul Ryan, because in his blueprint for America, or whatever they called it,
he's Path to Prosperity is
Path to Prosperity. Love it. What's in the title? But he's proposed a number of things, including some significant changes in the federal retirement program. And the thing a lot of people forget is that the Obama administration has proposed those as well. Mm-hmm. They're just not proposing it this year. And some cynics would say it's because it's an election year.
I don't think there are nearly enough people in society today named Claude.
Yeah, Claude Rains.
I think we need more Claudes all around. You point out something in this column, and I commend it to everybody, that is really important, not just to think about the Paul Ryan plan, but to think about anything that Congress is going to do or anything the president's going to do. You write, it's not chiseled in stone.
Yeah.
And boy, if we've learned anything over the last couple of years, it's that they can change anything they want anytime they want.
Yeah. When somebody says they can't do that, you say, au contraire, they can do that.
They can. They just have to give themselves the authority
exactly.
to do that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
With that in mind, then, what do we do with this information? I mean, other than note that it exists.
I would say don't lose any sleep over it. If you were thinking about joining a union or a professional association, this might be a very good time to do it, because they carry the water for people, whether they're members or not. But, you know, don't panic over these kinds of things, because these go back. We could go back columns 30 years in the past, and the same old villains have been rounded up again and again and again. But it could happen.
When are you going to do a column about the fact that we need more Claudes?
We need Monday.